Well, staying with Business Reacts now, let's go back to Newmarket, where our reporter Nick Truebridge is. Nick, who else have you been speaking to there? How are they feeling?
Yeah, Nita, I'm on Broadway at the moment. Again, for the people who are watching and not listening, I'm looking across the road on Broadway. I am counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 for lease signs within about, I don't know, it would be about 100 metres. And as we come down the road on Broadway, usually on a Friday night, this would be starting to get busy. You'd have people walking to work. You might have people walking over to the Lumsden over there. Great place to get a craft beer. But we've stopped outside Route 66. Now, this shop has been here for over a decade. I've got the owner with me, Todd. Over 3 decades, Todd. Correct me. Good, well done, correct me. Over 3 decades, started by Todd's father. Todd, let's start on that business package today. Of course, we've seen the amount double, and we've seen the frequency of it increase. So it's going to be fortnightly instead of 3 weekly. What do you say?
Oh, it had to happen. We've been holding out for something now for, I think, a good 2 or 3 weeks. I mean, I acknowledge the government's announcement today and the extra support, but I wish it was just a couple of weeks ago. But it is what it is. This roller coaster continues, yeah.
We were talking to one of your neighbours here in Newmarket, Chris, at the e-bike shop across the road just before, talking to him about personal toll. Talk to us about personal toll. You were mentioning some of your staff earlier, who, of course, we won't name, but talk about some of the things you're seeing and hearing for them.
Mental health, in a wider context, I think has had a lot more accent for all of us in the last couple of years. Fantastic thing. But who would have thought that the spotlight on mental health would be so rammed home with this COVID thing? And it is so genuine. And as an employer and a boss and somebody, a family and a dad and a husband, it's so touching when staff reach out to you, and it's so real, and it is happening. Look, I wouldn't say with every single staff member, but half of my staff members are having a conversation with me, and it's raw. It's raw, and I'm just... There's been tears in the last few weeks, my own tears as well. And as a human being and a person, who would have wished this COVID thing on us? And we're going to be in it for another 4 or 5 weeks, apparently, in Auckland, as in lockdown. It's the most incredible period I've ever lived through.
Talk to us about selling jeans. You guys have been in this business for over 3 decades, as we pointed out. There's been a few ups and downs over that.
Oh, absolutely.
There's a few, recessions and things like that.
Yeah.
How does this compare?
Well, nothing compare. I don't think anything can really compare to the last 18 months. We've got momentum, then we're locked down again, then we're locked down again, momentum, vaccination, no vaccination. You can't run a fully functioning business on this sort of up, down, where are we going? You can. Well, we are. But there's so much uncertainty around the next few weeks. Look, I'm double vaxxed. I don't want to use this opportunity to put the message just off, but please, can we just get vaccinated?
Just finishing off, talk to us about percentages. What percentage are you at now compared to what you would be at if we were at level one?
I'm 75% down on a normal week. So, the resurgence payment, acknowledge. I'm going to be around 60-65% down what I would normally be doing on a Friday night talking to you.
How many pairs of jeans have you selling a week?
On an average day, I'm selling 5 or 6 at the moment. And on an average day, easy 15, 16, 17 pairs of jeans. Somebody's got to pay that difference. Somebody's got to wear that shortfall.
Hey, thanks very much, Todd.
You're welcome.
Not an easy thing to talk about.
No, very welcome.
And Nita, as Todd mentioned, I mean, he's not going to be back open until lockdown ends. We've sort of got two systems in the place here in Auckland at the moment. Obviously, we've still got that step system. So he won't be able to open these doors normally unless we go back to that red traffic light. Of course, we have to wait till we're 90% double vaxxed before that red traffic light comes in. Or if before then, we go down to step 2, which allows retail to open up. Either way, not really much light at the end of the tunnel for a lot of these businesses, Nita.
Really tough, Nick. Hey, thank you. That's Nick Truebridge, and thank you to Todd as well for speaking to us there from Newmarket.